coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. You're squawking like a pink monkey bird. And I'm busting up my brains for the words. Oh. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Oh. Put your ray gun to my head. Oh. Press your space face close to mine.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 344. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started off there with a track by Murder by Death. That song is Moon Age Daydream, of course the Bowie cover, and that's on the band's album As You Wish, Kickstarter Covers Volume 2, which just came out December of last year. The band I guess, goes out for Kickstarters and is a particular award. You get to determine what song they cover, and then they record it, and they do a wonderful job of all the recordings. They aren't really throwaways, which is odd for a band who's kind of being told to cover songs, but that Bloomington, Indiana band there just does a wonderful job of it. That's probably not my favorite song on their album, but it certainly is the most apropos, and it was nice that I could start the podcast with the David Bowie song, as we are all still in mourning about the loss of that true creative genius. Anyway, let's not dwell on the past. Let's play some old music, I guess. This is the Cute Leopers from 2009 with the song Thanks for Not Showing Up.
Desires, never really counting on a thing. But why'd you tell us that you're Marietta playing your town and talk about your killer dealer scene? Can't make faces every time we talk to America, yeah, assholes. But the ones who make the lines to be bands out of here and shit about road are the ones we got with beers. They make $20 turning to two. When insecurity is a soul fuck, we say things we're not showing. Stop God.
Thank you for stepping back in time with me there. We ended there with Radio Stars with the song Dirty Pictures, just a classic song. Originally came out in 1977 on Chiswick Records, a band out of London. But I got that on the Somewhere There's a Place for Us compilation that was released in 1992 on Ace Records. Had a really hard time finding that. In fact, I'd given up and just put it on my Amazon wish list, and thus, poof, it arrived under the tree for me this Christmas from my mother, who appears at my Amazon list, and that's what she knows. So I'm happy for it. It's such a great compilation, such a great band, so criminally underlooked, especially here in the U.S. Before that, we heard from the Cute Leppers from Seattle. That song is Thanks for Not Showing Up, and I think that's the leadoff track off of Smart Accessories, which was released in December of 2009 on 1234 Go, which I believe is a record store and a record label. Just great power pop there. I love the band's last album. I love seeing them live, and dug back and was happy to find that first album. I think that's their first album, and happy to hear that song. Anyway, more music coming up for you. I got a track here by the band For Keeps. The song is called Waiting.
Superheroes in the backyard waiting. There's no waiting, no who's listening. Listening, watching, waiting, hesitating.
I know you're right there waiting. Right there waiting for me. Waiting for me to trip.
I know my heart is in the right place. My mind is stuck on senseless questions. Where's the proof of something everlasting? Life's a journey, where's the destination?
I know you're right there waiting. Right there waiting for me. Waiting for me to trip.
I know you're right there waiting. Right there waiting for me. Our lives are temporary. For blood and glory,
superhero villain.
This world is ripe for taking,
attacking or protecting.
Which move are you expecting?
I know you're right there waiting, right there waiting for me, waiting for me to trip.
Waiting for me to trip.
Oh, that song is so delightfully assertive and bitchy in a wonderful way. That is The Hermit Crabs with the song Bravado and Rhetoric. That is on the album In My Flat, which just released November of last year on Matador Records. That's the project of Melanie Whittle from Glasgow. And boy, I really enjoy that EP a lot. Well, I guess it's a full length, but it's like eight songs. So somewhere between the two there, but definitely worth picking up. One of those recordings that I saw on other people's Best of 2015 list and then picked up after the fact. And then we started that set off with Four Keeps, a band from Denver, Colorado, with the song Waiting. That is on the album The People We Let In, which is the band's debut album, came out November 13th of last year, and they released that themselves. Not a big online presence. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I would like to see them, and you know, I'll figure out how that's going to happen. They're only like 9 hours away. Surely that's worth the road trip. Maybe not. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. I don't go out and plan a theme and pick my favorite recordings. I just play for you what I pick up every week. So if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, music. That's what you're here for. We're going to jump into a track here by Dirty Girl. The song is called Blindfold.
In front of you.
feel a bit like a voyeur with those last two bands there. I started off with Dirty Girl from York in England, the song Blindfold. That is on their This Is a Tape split release with, I think, Crumbs that came out on Swirly Records in October of last year. And then we heard from Mommy Longlegs from Seattle, Washington with the song Weird Girl. That is on the Assholes EP. And I think that's on cassette or maybe digital only. I'm not sure. That was self-released in October of last year. Two bands definitely keeping the Riot Girl message and sound in some extent alive, and certainly the sound that I grew up with in the late 80s and early 90s, even though I guess I probably feel a little voyeuristic listening to them now. Anyway, I enjoy both of them more than I probably should. I guess we're out of time. Let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock, number 344. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets like Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, got lots of shows coming up now. I was worried it was going to be a drag, but no, we're filling in nicely. Tonight, Hitshot Killer are playing at Josie's as part of their new LP launch. Or Bad Ideas are playing at East Wing. And if you don't know where East Wing is, well, it's one of those proverbial ask a punk. Just follow the Crusties walking down. I can't even say, but walking east, let's say that. On the 20th, Blondie Brunetti are playing at the Mini Bar. 23rd, Hipshot Killer playing at the Mini Bar. 31st is the Bowie tribute at Knuckleheads. Kind of fortunate timing for them from a show promotion standpoint, and an unfortunate loss for all of us, but that concert's been in the work for months. A giant band playing a giant slab of his material, and it'll be a great celebration for all of us. On the 2nd, Death Heaven at the Midland. Haven't been to a show in the Midland in a very long time, so kind of looking forward to that one. On February 3rd, Yola Tango at the Bottleneck. On the 10th, Communist Daughter at Bonfire. On the 17th, Black Sabbath is playing the Sprint Center. Still hoping someone will want me to go along with them on that one. On the 23rd, Hop Along is playing the Riot Room. So excited about that. The 26th, Best Coast at the Midland, or John Velge at the Minibar. On the 28th, Talk at a Riot Room. Lots of metal happening there that night. Looking into March, Craig Finn and Titus Andronicus, The Bottleneck on the 10th. All Dogs just announced at the Jackpot on the 23rd. 28th, Shannon and the Clams announced at the Riot Room. And then 31st, Murder by Death at the Granada. After that, just some things coming up. Rara Riot, Savages. Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard was just announced, and that should be kind of fun, too. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up in the last week. There's photos of the Eurochrome's Big Bleach Phantom Head show that happened at the Snake Pit last week. There's photos of the Venom and, who else played that show? Hellevate, Inner Altar, and Necrophagia show that happened at the Granada last week as well. So things out there to check out, photos, videos, things of that sort. Anyway, one track left here. Let's go ahead and wrap things up with a track by Kitty Wells. That seems like an odd choice to make, right? But we're going to play If It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. And this is on the album God's Honky Tonk Angel. It's a compilation that was created in 2000 for Edsel Records. Though this was a 1952 single. It's a CD that I've been wanting for a long time. And again, one that ended up on my Amazon wish list and ended up under the tree for me this Christmas. Thank you, Mom. Kitty Wells had a big hit with this song. It's an answer song to Hank Thompson's The Wild Side of Life. And it was actually banned in a lot of places because it was too suggestive. So Kitty Wells, Riot Girl, right alongside of Dirty Girl and Mommy Long Legs. Here we go. This is If God, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels by Kitty Wells.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful why. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God.